Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. Today, I'm super excited to be able to share with you some exciting news. Just recently, I have become a licensed retailer for Life's QR. So I have a Life's QR boutique available on my website. And let me tell you exactly why this excites me. Life's QR is an online digital memorial. So you can share your loved one's legacy online, and you can use that profile that you create to share with other loved ones or share publicly. And the unique part about this is that it uses a QR code so that if you post the QR code on the headstone or the urn or the mausoleum or like your memorial bench or whatever, wherever you want, then anybody that's coming by can scan the QR code and pull up the story of your loved one's legacy. And why that caught my attention was because there's often times where I've gone walking on trails or in public parks, and I've seen monuments or benches or memorial plaques, and it says who it's for, but that's it. There's not really any link to any more information, and if there is, I really have to search for it. It wasn't really easy to find. So I loved the idea of using this QR code to be able to link it directly to someone's legacy right there online in one spot. And it can bring you to their profile, which is going to share when they were born, where they were born, when and where they passed away, where their memorials are, the beautiful creation and story of their biography, like their life story. You know, did they have family? Did they start a business? Did they donate to something? Were they active in a certain sport or hobby or, philanthropy, whatever. And then there's a spot too for family, like you can create a family tree so you can also see who else is in there, living or deceased as well. And then there's a gallery spot where you can have all these photos that the person who created the profile can upload, but as well as people who want to share photos or videos of this person, they can also share it to their profile. And then there's a guest book, right? So then you can also have a section of like, you know, little notes or who came in to view the Life's QR profile. It's just such a beautiful and really well thought out space that can be shared anywhere across the world. And because I have family in different countries, this was exceptional for someone like me because I was able to email or share on my socials the link to my loved one's profile, and someone in a whole other country is able to access that and also contribute to it and see it. And it's a very well thought out and meaningful profile to honor your loved one, to be able to have a story be right there at our fingertips to be able to access and to share and to edit and to really just kind of allow that legacy to be exhibited. And it gives you the opportunity to really connect with other people because it, with this profile and other people contributing to it and other people accessing it, it is closing that gap. Like, for instance, if you let's go back to that thing where I was saying, like, I was walking down the park and I could see like a monument or a bench or a plaque or something, and I didn't know who it was for. If there was a QR code on it, I would just scan it with my phone and it would take me right to the Life's QR profile, and I would easily be able to see the story and to be able to see who they were as a person and what they contributed and what their story was and why is this monument here? Why is this bench here? What is the story? And that closes a gap and it brings the community closer together, because it is the ability to be able to not just throw up a memorial for someone and then just, you know, hope that it's there and hope that it gets recognized, but also to share more of that with other people. And you can go as in depth as you want, or you can keep it as simple as you want. And there's even a spot in here where you can add pets in here. And funny enough, like, I have people who want to create a Life's QR for their pet. So I thought that was a fabulous idea. So what does it look like? So basically, there's a couple different options. So when you're looking at purchasing a Life's QR, you can get a small square size 2x2 inch, and it's a high quality stainless steel sign, and it's engraved with a unique QR code. So it's connected directly to your digital memorial, and it's so easy. But there's a 2x2, and then there's a 4x4. And they're flush, and they're very classy looking. So it's not like going to stand out like a sore thumb on your headstone or whatever. It doesn't stand out. Like, if you're looking at it and you're looking for it, it's going to look very classy. And there's also a garden sign. So if you have like a memorial garden or something like that, there's a garden sign you can stick right into earth. And like I said, it's very, very easy to use. You purchase the Life's QR, or you order it, whatever, gets sent right to you. And then you follow the instructions that are included directly in your product case. It links it right to your own unique QR code, and you create your account and start your memorial. And you can get it going, like I said, as in depth as you want or as basic as you want. And then once you're done, you affix the QR code to wherever you want it. Like I said, you could put it right even near a picture frame in your living room if you want, or you can have it on the headstone, or you can have it on the mausoleum, or you can wherever you want to be able to put it and display it. And then that way people are able to scan it and it takes them directly to this. And once, like I said, once your profile is complete, then you're able to share on the product. You're able to share this, Life's QR profile on socials. So you're able to do that, or obviously you can just copy the link and send it through email or whatever as well. But I just absolutely loved this idea, because let's face it, we're all in the digital age and things are just getting increasingly more digital as we go along. And just like I said, for me, it was about the ability to be able to share photos, because one of the things is that I just want every photo or memory that I can have of my loved one, and to be able to collect that from other family members or friends. It just is so meaningful to me to be able to have whatever pictures I can get, or videos or clips of things that are super important, just to kind of create this one spot where everything is there so that I can just go on and go down memory lane and just really just look at what a beautiful life this person had and how great it was for them to be part of my life and how honored I was. And it's just a nice spot to be able to do that for. And I have people who are interested in doing a gift of Life's QR to somebody in lieu of like a donation or in lieu of flowers, because when someone passes, it's hard to kind of figure out what you want to do to give a gift to the family. So that is one thing that I have been asked a lot, was like, you know what, I want to get this, but I want to give it to them as a gift. And then they can create that memorial for themselves, right? So you can get it and then they can create the memorial for themselves. And this is The other great thing about this product I loved was that it's a one-time fee. So you purchase it, you pay the one-time fee, and then you have that for the lifetime of the product. And that is something that's different to most obituaries or online memorials, because there is often a recurring charge. And that's how come a lot of them end up getting taken down after a while. And then you lose all of those memories and online connections and messages that you received. So with Life's QR, you pay the one-time fee and then you have it and it's done. And honestly, it's once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, because I feel like, oh my gosh, I want to do one for this person and this person and this person, and this person, which is amazing, because it just shows how many beautiful people are out there and that they've touched our lives. And so anyway, this Life's QR is fabulous. And if you want more information about it, then all you have to do is go onto my website. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes for you so you can access it directly. And like I said, I'm a licensed retailer and offer Life's QR Boutique. I did not create this. I have a friend who created it and she is simply amazing. And I thought this was such a fantastic idea because, like I said, it's just, it bridges a gap of like, you know, maybe you've crossed by a headstone when you were visiting someone else and you thought, well, I wonder if I know this person, or is that the same John Jones, you know? And then with Life's QR, you can scan it and see, is it the same person? Is it someone you knew? And it just kind of keeps that connection going. So that's why I thought she was absolutely brilliant for setting up Life's QR. And I am so honored to be able to provide a boutique on my website that, I'm able to support this product and to be able to provide it to people who, you know, maybe like me and want to be able to show my family's exhibit of life and in this honorable and memorable way. Because I just loved it. And as I'm talking right now, I'm thinking about, okay, I am creating one in my mind as I'm speaking. So without further ado, I will put those links in the show notes for you. Hop over to my website, clarityacademy.ca, click on Life's QR Boutique, and have a look to see more about this beautiful product. And until then, I will see you next time. Thanks for listening.
You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.